Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
I believe that Professor Shubi is on the line. Prof, good afternoon to you. Thanks for being with me.
Yeah, good afternoon, Simon. We had a bit of a technical hitch there.
Yeah, but for whatever reason, they've sorted it out and I can hear you. So all is good. And you're going to talk to us about whether, well, the flu vaccine this year, should we be taking it?
Yeah, look, it's that time of the year again where we're looking at flu vaccines. And every year it comes up and it's March now, so this is normally the time where we do get the flu vaccines. I'm not sure if the vaccine is coming to the country. I haven't had feedback on that. But I'm sure if they haven't, it'll come in very soon. So, yeah, in the midst of the COVID pandemic, remember last year we certainly recommended people should get vaccinated. Now, of course, we also have impending the COVID vaccine as well. So, yeah, no, certainly the bottom line is, yes, definitely people should get the flu vaccine. I don't think there's any controversy about that. And it's for a number of reasons. First of all, if you get flu and you get COVID, you're going to have an aggravated situation, be a synergistic, worsened situation, worse flu, worse COVID and worse flu, if you were to get them together. Secondly, it's important for diagnosis because the symptoms overlap. At least if you're protected from flu and you get the symptoms of COVID, you can go for a COVID test. So I think that's quite important as well. And importantly, the two vaccines don't affect one another. In other words, if you have a flu vaccine, you're not going to be protected against COVID. If you have a COVID vaccine, you're not going to be protected against flu. They're two completely independent, unrelated viruses and unrelated vaccines. It's very interesting that, in fact, my colleagues from the NICD have told me that last year there was virtually no flu. It was a markedly reduced influenza. And it's probably a result of all the interventions, the masking, the social distancing, avoiding of gatherings, physical distancing, all that probably does contribute to controlling flu as well. I think, though, that those restrictions, I think, are not going to be as conscientiously followed as last year when the epidemic was still new. There was still a great deal more anxiety. But so I think we probably will have a little bit more flu this year than we had last year. I think that's really important. I think when to have the vaccine, well, ideally April is normally the month you kind of recommend because it gives time for the vaccine to work. It'll take about 2 to 4 weeks. And also it's well before the winter season. But as we said before, it's never too late to vaccinate. So I think when the flu vaccine comes in, I think one should go to one's source of vaccination and get a flu vaccine. The other thing is, you know, can one have them together, the flu vaccine and the COVID vaccine? You can have them simultaneously, obviously in different arms, not in the same arm. But if it's not simultaneously, there probably should be a bit of a wait between them. So maybe 3 to 4 weeks after you have the one before you have the other. Just because any side effects, you don't want to kind of aggravate one from the other. But if they're given simultaneously, that's not a problem.
Prof, as always, super important advice from you, worth reiterating. You're saying absolutely take the vaccine. It is not going to conflict with the COVID situation at all. And best time probably April. That's what I was hearing.